Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Every Thursday, we preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the show. Did you see the sunrise this morning? Oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh, I love this time of year. It is absolutely breathtaking. This is a beautiful place to live
all the time,
but right now it's fantastic. Yes,
it is. Fantastic. And you know, until I worked morning radio, I would never have seen a sunrise because I am not a morning person. But it is one of the blessings of being in a job in a building with an east facing window at 6 o'clock or so in the morning. So it's actually kind of nice. One of the cool things going on in Gulf Breeze is the Magdalene's project taking over the building that once upon a time was the subject of a sting operation for inappropriate behavior with a massage parlor, right? This is a really great redemptive story. I love this.
Well, yeah, you just think it can't happen here. It can't happen here. Those problems are so far removed from our area because, you know, we have this little bubble that we live in. We think that, you know, everybody's, leave it to Beaver here in Gulf Breeze. And it was very eye-opening and shocking to find out that human trafficking was going on right here under our noses and that these women, you know, needed help. And until it was uncovered by this police action, nobody really knew. Or, you know, there could have been suspicions. You know, we have these little massage parlors, 24-hour massage parlors pop up, but you think, well, is it or is it not? And what could I do? What can I possibly do? And, you know, you just trust that someone else is looking into these things. But it turned out it was right here in Gulf Breeze and right across from the Winn-Dixie down the highway. So, you know, right in the middle of everything. People just couldn't believe it. And so some women who are all very talented in their fields, they pooled their resources. They said, we're not going to let this stand. Not only are we going to completely gut everything out of this building, we're going to turn it into a process that's going to be good for and help people who are victims of human trafficking. And they're going to raise money through a gift shop. They're going to have a focus on, you know, education. They're going to try to, you know, continue the mission of helping to identify these women, get them rehabilitated back into society, give them a place that they can, you know, be safe. It's unbelievable. And, you hear about this Gabby who just got murdered.
Yeah.
That is so terrible, but it also happens to a lot of other people who are victimized by total strangers. They just disappear. There's a lot of people we've learned have just fallen off the face of the earth. We don't know where they are. Could be that they're, you know, a part of this human trafficking organization. And of course, I-10 going through our area is a big corridor for that.
And
trying to do something good is amazing.
Yeah, and you're so right. I mean, it's the kind of thing that you just want to, you know, I hang out with normal people. I hang out with people who wouldn't do anything like that, or so you think. And then it turns out, you know, every time there's a sting on people seeking inappropriate relationships with kids, there's always people that get caught. There's always people downloading the wrong stuff. And as you say, you want to think that that kind of thing wouldn't happen in a massage parlor in Gulf Breeze, but it does. But the good news is the turnaround and the use of those funds from that gift shop to support efforts to fight human trafficking, which it really is a wonderful redemptive project. We've also got a decision. The school board went ahead with purchasing that property that's basically most of the flea market on Gulf Breeze. Is going to be a new school, right?
That's right, and really they do need a school. We have reported on this several times that both of our high schools in the South End are completely bursting at the seams. And so they did negotiate, and they decided they were going to buy 35 acres of that property, not the whole parcel. They saved $1 million on it, and they say that's plenty of space. And most of the high schools around here are on 30 to 35 acres anyway. So, but it's certainly going to be a big change. I'm not sure when it's going to begin construction, but tomorrow would be good.
Right, yeah. 4 years ago, especially as we're still waiting on. I remember Karen Barber, the superintendent, she made a comment about just how much money they would not have had to finance for schools construction if the impact fees had been in place already instead of being on hold for over a year now, I think, with the lawsuit. So, yeah, it's frustrating, too. You got a cool story about a Publix worker, right?
We do. This is a really interesting man. I actually know his family. He's 88 years old. He's had a ton of great careers. This man has done everything from sell cars. He's been an artist. He's done everything. And he just has a bounce in his step. He's 88 years old. He's working at Publix. He gives everybody a big smile. He works cheerfully. He just has, you think, well, if you're 88, you probably feel tired. You probably are worn out. You probably want to go home and take a nap. No, this man has a great joy for life, and it really makes the rest of us kind of ashamed at how little we accomplish every day.
Hey, doers live longer. People who are productive, stay productive, stay active, keep doing stuff. You guys also have a story about, of course, the Dolphins are 5-0, which is amazing. Splash is inside.
Oh, yeah.
Capital
great
Trust.
Story this month. Yeah, on Milton. We're doing these little day trips and places you can go and explore.
Oh, yeah.
Milton. Who knew? So many hidden gems in Milton. Now I can't wait to go to Milton and go explore and go some.
That's cool.
I hate to say it, but when I go to Milton, I'm usually there because I've got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I go there and I go home, unfortunately. But it would be a great place to go to spend the whole day. Looking at some of these amazing things they have up there, and probably spend multiple days.
That's one of the things I have loved about biking is we see things slower and we see all of it. And so you discover stuff. I didn't know that was there, and all kinds of things like that. That's fantastic. I love that you guys are doing that series on cool little day trips that people can do. The Gulf Breeze News available everywhere on Thursdays. And that's why we talked to Lisa Newell, the publisher, in the morning. Lisa, talk to you next week. Thanks for the time.
Have a great weekend.